You're going to have to decide, Kennedy, if this is a funny story about our dog, Cisco, or a sad story about our dog, Cisco.
I am hanging on by a thread this morning, Carson, and if you make me cry before 7 o'clock, throat punches.
So we have a 3-year-old golden doodle named Cisco. In fact, I think his birthday might be this week. And first of all, the reason we got the dog is because I'm allergic, and so is my son. So we can't have regular dogs with dander and all of that stuff. So golden doodles are hypoallergenic.
Genetically engineered dogs. Yes, indeed.
Fantastic. And he's a little mischievous, but he's fun. He's very independent.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy. And so he requires grooming quite often because he gets matted. Mm-hmm. And anybody that has a dog like this knows the matting is a pain. Mm-hmm. We have a professional dog grooming brush. So we have learned how to demat Cisco. We've been trained by, you know, our groomer.
You got a Furminator?
I don't know. Mm. What is a Furminator?
A grooming brush.
It's like a really expensive.
$60 grooming brush.
Yes, yes, we have that one. Yeah, you wouldn't want to sleep on it.
No.
It's very painful.
Yes.
It's like made of nails.
Yes, 100% yes.
And so you have to keep up with it. He goes to the groomers more than I do. He goes about every 4 weeks to 6 weeks. He is at the groomers. And it's
for obvious reasons, he goes to the groomer more than you do.
Yeah, that's true, too. More than I used to go, I should have said.
Couldn't let him just have that one, huh?
Nope.
And so our groomer, much like a lot of businesses, they are overbooked. They don't have a lot of people. The owner just had a baby.
Aww.
They lost somebody. Mm-hmm. And so we missed an appointment. We didn't miss it. They just had nobody to do it.
No availability.
And then trying to get back on the books was impossible because we didn't schedule the next appointment because we didn't go to the one appointment.
I get it. I have to do it with my hair gal, too.
So yesterday was the day after. I honestly think it may have been 3 months since Cisco's been to the groomers.
Mm-hmm.
And the second we walked in. Now, Lana told me beforehand, hey, they're probably going to have to trim him down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's summer. You want to take a little off.
Mm-hmm. So about 10 minutes after me dropping off Cisco, I get a panicked call from the groomer. And she knows my wife. And she's like, we have to shave him down to the bone.
We got a buzz cut?
And so I said, okay. You know, can try and keep a little bit of the tail, keep a little bit of that golden doodle poodle cut in the face. She's like, yeah, sure, no problem. We'll do all that.
Was the matting just that bad that they had to shave him down to his skin?
Yes, yes. It was that bad.
That happened to my sister once when she was a toddler.
So then, about 10 minutes after that, I get another call from the groomer. She's like, yeah, I can't save the ears or anything.
Poor Cisco. You had him walking around like that for months?
What did he look like when he walked in there?
My goodness, sir.
So I'm going to show you what he looked like, and we can post this picture. This is what he looked like beforehand.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it doesn't look bad.
You're not seeing what's underneath.
You're not seeing.
It's a very thick fur.
It is a very,
very dense.
Thick fur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was the adorable photo.
Let me see him bald. Oh, poor Cisco.
Are you sure you want to see this?
I am. All dogs are cute. I don't care.
Oh, let's test that theory. Oh, he's not bad. He's more aerodynamic.
Let me see. Oh, he looks fine.
Oh,
he looks just fine.
He's sleek.
He's not bald at all.
Look at him.
It's hot as hell outside. I think it's nice.
Look at his poor face.
Yeah, he just got a tight fade.
It was raining. He was not pleased with
it. No, it was not raining. He was not wet. That's just how he looks. He has no fur anymore.
Bless him heart.
He looks like some cartoon character after he gets blown up with the Acme bomb. And all that's left is the skin tight on the, and you see the ribs.
I think he's just fine. It's hair, it grows back.
I know, but so Lana.
When he walked in, did you go, welcome to the club?
When he came out from behind the counter at the groomers, his tail was between his legs, his shoulders were slumped, and he was just looking at me, you jerk face. You guys are the worst owners.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't think that at all.
Did you give him a treat?
I spent
better?
Like $50 in treats at the dog groomers.
Good man.
So Lana hasn't seen him yet. Lana will see him tomorrow. So pray for me.
Look it. It's 90 some odd degrees. I don't know. I mean, Elvis hardly has, you know, much hair, and he just pants all day. I know. Thought about cutting all his
hair. But surfer hair does care with Cisco. Like that long, flowy surfer hair. That's
It'll
what Lana
be back
loves.
Before you know it. So, oh, poor Cisco.
We'll post the before and after.
Sweet guy.
On Instagram and Facebook, and you can go in and decide if it's a funny story or a sad story.
It's not a sad story.
It's not
story.
A sad story. He's okay. It grows back.
Wait, I'm going to bring him in tomorrow to work, and you guys can decide for yourselves.
I'm going to say what I say now. All dogs are beautiful. I would never make fun of him for anything that's happened to him.
Have you ever watched that, like, World's Ugliest Dog competition?
Of course.
Are they all beautiful?
Yes, they are.
Cisco could definitely be, like,
oh,
top
my God,
three.
Stop it. Your dog is freaking adorable.
No, your dog is adorable.
Just stop.
But some of those bug-eyed creatures are competition.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.